Oh, look at that. It's another Saturday morning at 7 a.m. And it's time once again for the Mortgage Mom. Here she is, Debbie Marcoux.
Ooh, good morning, everybody. I thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and this is Mortgage Mom Radio. You know what I think we should get out of the way really fast this morning, Barry?
What?
I think we should do compliance really fast.
Oh, really?
Just get
already?
It done.
Okay. Well, yeah. We got a big show, but first it's time for compliance.
There it is. So my name is Debbie Marcoux, and my NMLS ID is 237926, and I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
And today we're diving straight into texts. We're just going to, because of the Stagecoach event coming up.
We have a lot of text messages. If we did not get to your text message last week, we are going to read that this week, and we're going to answer those questions. We're going to try to get to as many new questions from this week as we can. So we're going to do a lot of text messages. I do want to check in with my sister a little bit later, so we'll get her on the phone. We've got Grandma.
I thought she was on the road in the RV or something, didn't she?
Not yet. No. She's waiting for her daughter to get out of high school. So her daughter is just going into, as a matter of fact, I think she's in eighth grade. So she's going into freshman year next year.
She's
got 4 years before she's heading out. But her point was, is she's selling the house and she's rolling.
I see. Okay.
But we're going to we'll check in with her in a little bit.
She's our marketing guru
for
the show.
Yes. So. Yes. So we'll check in with her. We're going to check in.
She always has the best tips.
She does.
You can't see the quote lines I'm making.
You can't. But. You can't see Barry's fingers going, but she does have some. She always thinks she's got great tips for me. So we'll find out what those are. And then we'll talk to Tax Grandma because taxes are right around the corner. Everybody's going to owe that April the 15th.
I just did mine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Fun stuff.
She hooked us up with she's got some tips today.
She does. She's going to have some good tips. I talked to her a little bit right before the show and she kind of told me what she wanted to talk about. And I said, do it. So we're going to get her on in just a little bit. And but let's dive into some text messages because we've got a lot of them. We want them to keep coming. Get yourself in the chance for the running for the Stagecoach tickets. Text the word mom to 474747. Call me. Call 844-935-3634. Please realize if you guys call me that you are going to be recorded and put on air.
But doesn't the thing say like your call is being recorded?
It does. It does. But, you know, if you don't want to be on air, please make sure that you let us know when you first call in and then we'll actually set an appointment to call you back after the show's over. But, you know, realize that you guys are going to be on air, whether it's today or next week. We are recording the show. We're recording the calls. You guys are going to be on air. So just want to make sure I point that out for a minute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're too shy, you can always text the word mom to 474747 and then your question because, oh boy, we've got a pair of these tickets to Stagecoach. We might be the only way to win Stagecoach tickets anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if we're the only way, but I have not seen very much
way.
In that.
Coolest
yeah, we
way.
Are the coolest way, the best way, the easiest way. Text the word mom to 474747. After I respond, how can I help you? Send me a message and ask me a question. Make sure that you do include, please, your email address so that I can contact you and your name if you are my favorite question. Question can be about anything. It can be about my daily harvest shakes. It can be
what
about...
What you got, by the way, today?
Today, it is an apple, cucumber, celery, kale, spinach, ginger, lemon, and turmeric.
Okay. How you feeling? Does it work?
I'm feeling good. It's called apple... plus greens.
Okay. All right.
It is good. But you want to know about my shakes? You want to know about diapers? You know, we talked about Pampers versus Huggies last week and which ones I like better. You want to know that answer? I'll give it to you and why. If you want to just ask me.
I lost that debate.
You were trying to get me to go reusable cloth diapers. I'm like, she's crazy.
I thought that was a thing.
But between Pampers and Huggies, I'm going to go Pampers all day long. And if you guys want to argue with me, I'd love to do that. That'd be fun. Call me right now. We'll record that one. Ask me any question you want. Life, kids, mortgage mom stuff. You want to know about, you know, buying a home, refinancing a property, title insurance. How should you hold title to your property? You know, get it all to me. And, you know, let's get those questions entered in the running for a pair of Stagecoach tickets.
Okay, so do you want to get to these texts here?
Yeah, let's do a couple.
I like this first one. Good morning. I hope all is well.
All right.
I reached out to you a few weeks ago. I'm interested in upgrading, preferably into a duplex. I've been working every day and have not had time to contact you. Well, you know, that happens.
It happens.
In your last message, you stated that you wanted to do an application with me. Yesterday morning on the radio, I heard you say that you could send the information to initiate an application by email. So I'm sending you my email in this text. Thank you, Margaret.
Oh, awesome. So thank you so much, Margaret. I will send you an email with everything that you need in order to get that application started. It is a simple link. You could go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on apply. Very, very simple. I can send you the email with the link to get you to the apply button. And, you know, you're just going to basically 10, 15 minutes online completing your information. And then you will upload documents that I need. So not a very hard thing to do, but I will reply. I will get you your text message, your email that you need, and we'll go from there.
She just wanted the Stagecoach entry, I think.
Maybe,
I think,
but Margaret's, that's okay.
Like, hey, remember me?
Hey, remember me? Hey. I asked you questions a couple weeks ago.
Well,
no, I like it.
474747. Text the word mom, then your question. Okay, here's one from Mario.
Okay.
This is a good one, too, because we had some questions about divorce a couple weeks ago. He says, if my co-signer gets a divorce, would my house become an asset to my co-signer's divorce settlement? Oh, the look on
really
your face.
Could.
Man.
It could. It could. So, you know, it depends on whether the co-signer is on the title of the property or not, because that is what constitutes whether or not they are an owner of the property. It depends on how the property title was held, if they are on title. That actually gets pretty deep. And that is a really great question for the divorce attorney. That is a very important question. If your co-signer is thinking about getting divorced, so let's just say that these are two men thinking about buying a property, and the buddy says, yeah, man, I'll co-sign for you, but gosh, I just don't know about this lady. I think I'm going to get a divorce. I'm not sure how that's going to affect you down the road, man. Call a divorce attorney. You can typically get a free consultation for the first time that you meet with them, and go ask those questions, or at least get somebody on the phone that you can ask those questions too. You know, it depends on how the title of the property is held. It depends on all of that. One suggestion might be that as a co-signer, they do go on the loan with you to help you to qualify for the loan, but they do not go on the title of the property, which means that they are not an owner of the property, which means that it should not be an asset to that person. However, I would still tell you, get to a divorce attorney and get those questions answered for correct legal advice.
Yeah, you don't want to be surprised with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, 474747. Here's one. This happened to my neighbor. This is a good one. We purchased a property for half the value because it was trashed.
All right.
Okay, good
Love
for
it.
Them. All
yeah.
right. When we got the new tax bill, though, it was for market value. Can we get it reduced? It's been 2 years already. Is it too late?
So it is very difficult to go backwards. Once something has actually been assessed, it is very difficult to go backwards and unwind.
This is a prank question, huh?
No, I don't think it's a prank question. I think it's a real question.
I mean like Jeffrey praying our assessor.
Oh, yes, praying. Yes, yeah. I thought you were talking about a prank. No, it's not a prank question. This would be more of a question for the LA County Assessor's Office, quite honestly. When you buy a property, the property is assessed at the property value that you buy the home for. So it doesn't truly make sense to me that they would have been assessed at a higher value. However, your property is reassessed every year, and every year your property will move, you know, based on what the value of the home is that day. But the property taxes start at a tax base based on your sales price, and then they can only move 2% per year. So it could be something where they're seeing that the value of the home is higher, but the property taxes are actually based on the sales price, and they don't realize that they're going to see two different numbers there. The actual taxes due are based on, you know, sales price plus appreciation, no more than 2% per year. But the value of the home is actually more. So it could just be that they're not understanding their property tax bill. If that was truly the case, it would be a good thing for them to actually reach out to the assessor or to the property tax collector. Remember, he did tell us those are two separate places and entities.
We learned that in what? In the workshop.
We learned that in the home buyer workshop. He was 106 up on YouTube right now, talks all about property taxes, how to get to his assessor's website. Lots of great information in that YouTube workshop. But that would be a really great question for them to actually reach out to the assessor's office. I would say that would be a great one to ask. But on to the home buyer workshop stuff. We haven't even talked about that at all. You know, you guys, hello, everybody listening. I get question after question after question every single week from people that say, I want to buy a house and I don't know where to start. Barry, what do you think is the best way to start if you were trying to figure out how to buy a house for the first time?
Well, first you go to MortgageMomRadio.com, I do believe.
Yes. So there is Homebuyer Workshop on MortgageMomRadio.com. You'll see it right at the top. It says YouTube Homebuyer Workshop. You can click on that. You guys can go to YouTube.
I would start at 101.
That would be the best place to start. 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106. I have six of them up. Mom needed a break, so we're going to take a couple weeks break.
Six is a good, like, season.
It's a good season. Mom needed a little bit of a break. That was, you know, six solid weeks of a lot of work around the clock to get those done. And then we're going to dive back into them, and we're going to keep them going. But if you start at 101 and you've never bought a home before, that is the best place to start. And, you know, subscribe to the channel so that when I do release the next one, 7, 8, 9, and 10, you know when those are being released. But that is the best place to start, you guys. I literally, if you came out to a seminar and you sat down in front of me and you watched me for 3 to 4 hours, I'm taking you through that entire day, but I'm doing it in 30-minute episodes. So you guys can watch it at night laying in bed. You can watch it, you know, in the bathtub. You can watch it rolling through the grocery store. And trust me, I do that all the time. Barry laughs at me.
You're the only one that does that.
Barry laughs at me. I'm not the only one that does that.
That's watching YouTube on that.
I am not the only person. Trust me. Okay. You're sitting at your kid's baseball game, throwing your earbuds.
That I get. But shopping?
Throwing your earbuds. You're at the lacrosse game. You're sitting on the grass. You're at the soccer game. Trust me, we're all doing things. We're sitting at the dentist office or doctor's appointment. You know, throw it in and watch it. You know, throw those earbuds in. But it's going to take you start to finish. 101 truly begins at the very beginning. I am a new home buyer and I have no idea what to do. And as we work through all the way to 106, we're giving you all kinds of advice about credit, taxes, property taxes. What's an FHA loan? What's a VA loan? What's a USDA? What's a conventional? What's an FHA? I'm taking you through all of that. Everything that you need to know. Start at 101 and move down. So MortgageMomRadio.com. You can get to our YouTube. You can listen. You can watch. You can go to YouTube directly, just search for Mortgage Mom Radio channel, and you know, subscribe so that you guys know when I'm going to release the next episodes. Current homeowners, you guys want to know some tax saving tips? Watch the Home Buyer Workshop 106 with Jeffrey Prang. That is not just for buyers. That is actually more geared towards future actual homeowners. And then, you know, future home buyers obviously are benefiting by gaining an understanding in advance about tax exemptions and how to save a little bit on their property taxes. So, guys, YouTube, seriously. Go do it.
Okay, but don't do it till we're done on the air, okay? Because we still got a big show today. We got the Tax Grandmas coming up, and we're going to check in with the marketing guru of Mortgage Mom Radio.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to check
mortgage
in.
Mortgage sister.
We're going to check in with Missy, my older sister.
Let's do one more text before we get started here. 474747, text the word mom.
Yeah.
Okay. I have my property taxes included in my loan.
Okay.
Is there a way to pay it biannually instead of monthly in my loan?
No, there is not. So the answer to that question is no. Your monthly payment, if you are impounded or escrowed, and people get confused by those words and you want to know more about them, that's Workshop 101. People get very, very confused by those, you know, by their taxes and everything. So basically, if you are impounded or escrowed, your monthly payment does include your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance. It is divided out over 12 months and it is collected every single time you make a payment and it gets to your mortgage lender. They will actually separate your payment out. So your principal and interest will go to the bank, your taxes and insurance and mortgage insurance will go into your escrow/impound account. And when those property taxes are due, which is semi-annually, so twice a year, they will actually make that payment. When your homeowner's insurance is due, which is once a year annually, they will make that payment. And when your mortgage insurance is typically due on a monthly basis, and they will pay that out as well. So there is no way to actually make it if it is included in the monthly payment of your mortgage. There's no way to change the way that that is set up. Now, if you do want to pay those separately and you don't want them included in your mortgage payment, number one, you have to have a conventional loan. A VA loan, FHA loan, USDA loan requires that you have your mortgage insurance included. So if you have a conventional loan and you have a minimum of 10% equity in your home, you can have your impounds removed, which means that you would pay them on your own and they would not go into your monthly payment and your payment would drop. However, if you've had that loan for less than 12 months, they will not allow you to remove those taxes from the payment. You've got to have your mortgage at least for 12 months and you do need to have put at least 10% down on the home or have 10% equity in the home. So some things that you could look into if you just did not like being, you know, paying it every month. But for the majority of homeowners who are hourly wages, salaried, you have a certain amount of money that you make every month and you are budgeting, it is much easier to budget a little bit higher payment every month and not have to worry about those big tax bills and, you know, homeowners insurance bills that come and you're unprepared for them. It's a lot easier to budget when you do pay it monthly. So I highly suggest that you keep it monthly. It really, truly is the best way to make sure that everything is paid on time and you don't end up into any, you know, problems down the road.